Dr. Zinn.
Dr. Miller.
בכבוד.
Rav, in 1 month
you're
going
to
be
משפחה?
Who?
מה? מה אומר?
כן,
משפחה.
מה?
אני משפחה איתו כבר הרבה שנים. With your permission. Should the Chinese rabbi. Next week is Shavuot. The Zohar says, "Mishavuot, Adidin, Emetak Migaluta, expect coming out of Englewood next week. One way. I go to America, bon voyage." And actually, the Gemara says that Shavuot is Yom Hadin, is a day of judgment, likewise Rosh Hashanah. Another explanation is Hashem is going to judge us on Shavuot if we really want to go to Eretz Yisrael. We really want to go. So this is the Zohar, maybe according to some Chachamim, means Shavuot expects coming out of exile. This is because that's the day of judgment. That's the decision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question is, what is it all about? That Hashem has to judge us on Shavuot. And when the Zohar says, you come out of exile. So the Torah describes the scenery, what happened with regard to Har Sinai. So the Torah says, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell him Israel is going to come down on Har Sinai. He didn't say he's going to say anything. He didn't say he's going to see anything. He told them, Israel, you come down over there. And Moshe would have told us what Hashem wants us to hear. And Moshe came down and told them, Israel, this. And Israel told Moshe Rabbeinu, he would like to see our king. He would like to hear our king. Retzonuni rot et malkenu. Retzonuni shmua et malkenu. And the Torah says that Moshe came down and heard it and went back to Hashem. Told Hashem, that's what they say. I told them that you're coming down. They said, no, they want to see. This is exactly what they expect to see. But I think some explanation is they saw something, some vision when they crossed Yam Suf. Maybe that's what they mean. They want to see something like they saw. But they want to hear him. What does that mean exactly? What do you want to hear exactly? Well, Moshe said, hear the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And they knew that Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov heard the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe that's what they want. In return, the Torah says, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Bekidashtem hayom u'machar." So go down, tell them like this. They want to see me. They want to hear me. Let them prepare themselves for 2 days. Today and tomorrow. They have to go to mikveh, to stay away from the wives, everybody has to be pure, then they're going to hear me and see me. The question is, they're just going to see. Right? So, they saw Hashem on Yam Suf, there's no condition before, they had to, go to mikveh, or they had to be separated from the wives. So, for seeing Hashem, why do you have to go to mikveh? Why do you have to do prishut, to do something very holy? I'm just going to see nothing happen. Then I'm going to hear him too. Okay, so for hearing also, you have to go to mikveh. Why? So I hear a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe Gemara says, came down and told them Israel, Hashem said 3 days. Says the Gemara, Osif Moshe Rabbeinu Yemecha Midato. Can you imagine what can happen, the tragedy? That Hashem would arrive after 2 days and nobody is ready. Because Moshe said 3 days. They went to Macy's, they went to Costco, walking around. They're not even there. The Gemara says Moshe did it upon himself and Hashem agreed. Very, very strange. Moshe came down and told them Israel, and that's what it is. Ibn Shlishi Biot Avokir, and Torah says, that's the scenery that happened.
Excuse me.
Says the Torah, saw fire. And Moshe repeats the description. It says, Varim, Esh, Aleva Shamayim, big fire. It says, why did Hashem make a fire? To do what? Hashem, once Hashem comes, you know, that's nothing. Came on Yom Suf. He came on Yom Suf with a fire. There was no fire. Hashem revealed himself on Yom Suf. The Gemara said everybody was able to look upstairs and they saw Hashem. So, Am Yisrael had a request. They want to see Hashem. So, what is the necessity to have fire? For what you have to fire? Why you have to have fire for? And then the Torah says, and Hashem blew a shofar. Why did Hashem have to blow a shofar for? What's the shofar? What do you need a shofar? You don't need a shofar now. And then Hashem spoke. Says the Gemara that all of Israel died. Sounds like from the boom that Hashem spoke, they all died. So Hashem had in mind that all of us will die. For what? So what's the whole plan? Hashem wants to say the Ten Commandments. It's gonna kill all of us. And the Gemara says the Torah had to come to the Zohar says the Gemara says the Torah came to Hashem. Says who's gonna study Torah? And everybody is dead. Hashem listened to the Torah. Hashem sent angels, and the angels sprinkled dew on us, and we woke up. I says, what's the whole idea about? Hashem said he's going to reveal himself to us, and now we all of us dead. What was the purpose of it? And then comes the Dvor HaNeviah, Matasho Dvorah. Dvorah sang a song. It says in the song, it says that was raining. While was a fire, was raining. That's what Dvorah says. It says Hashem made, this is summertime, this is Sinai desert, almost never rain. And this is Shavuot, summertime, never rain. As all of them stood in front of us tonight, is they see a fire, and it's raining on the fire. Hashem made rain. For what? Why do you need rain now? What did Hashem want to do? For what? And then Torah says, I'm sent to Moshe and said, listen, Moshe, please, we don't want Hashem speaking to us. Then we died, you speak to us. Moshe was very upset. Hashem said, nah, that's okay, let them have fear of me. Let them fear of me. He says, listen, what the Torah needs to tell us the story, the dialogue between Hashem and Moshe, and Moshe and Israel, back and forth, Torah. Come the Zohar, the Chachamim say, it's not Zohar, it's the Gemara. Gemara says like this. This is based on a sentence in Shir HaShirim. Second sentence in Shir HaShirim, it says like this. Shakeni min shikot piyo. I hope Hashem will kiss me from his mouth. Kitavim dodech hamiyayin, says the love is better than wine. Says the Gemara, let me tell you the Gemara, says what have really happened? Says the Gemara, when Hashem said the Ten Commandments, that every commandment he said, an angel used to come and take the command and go in front of every Jew and tell him, look, this is the command. Do you accept it? Would you keep it? And everybody would say yes. Then the command kissed the person. A kiss from Hashem. Again, Ishakeni, Shlomo said, Shir Hashem Shere Shlomo, so the Gemara says every time he says Shlomo Shir Hashem, besides the last one means Hashem, Melech Shal Shalom Shalom. So I hope, Hashem, you kiss me again. That's what, this is so called, was the goal what happened on Har Sinai is not the command. The command, Hashem could have sent us an email. But when Hashem spoke, His word went down, an angel brought His word to us, and the word kissed us. But the word is Hashem's word. This was the goal of Har Sinai. And that we can understand a little bit why everybody had to go to Mikveh. Why everybody had to be so pure. It's not just we saw Hashem and we heard Hashem. No. It's much higher than that. Actually, you got a kiss. We got a kiss from Hashem. That's what happened on Har Sinai. And then the Zohar continues and explains to us the end of Shir HaShirim. It says, and then I said, hold on, look. Now, let me tell you this. Simeni kachotam alibecha. As we ask Hashem, put us on your heart. Kachotam azroecha. Like tefillin on our arm. Kigasha kamavet ahava. It's so hard, love. The love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like fire. Says the Zohar, that's the fire. Hashem reveals Himself in the fire. It is love. You have to love Hashem like fire. Chachamim say, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Am Yisrael said they want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they want to hear Him, Hashem wanted to show the Gemara and says how much He loves us. When we crossed Yam Suf, Hashem revealed Himself to us. Hashem Gibo Milchama. Hashem Ish Milchama, Hashem Shmo. Like a soldier. Like chief of staff. We came to our Sinai and we said, we want to see Hashem. We said, why do we want to see Hashem? You saw Him already. No. We don't like what we saw before. We saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu with staff. Drowned the Egyptians. It's true. Hashem saved us. But in the same token, Hashem ish mulchama, Hashem shmo. I said Hashem like it was coming to a war. We want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said, okay, let me reveal myself to you. First I'll make fire. And then I will talk to you. But when I'll talk to you, let me tell you the conditions. You're going to have to purify yourself. This is for what? Because I'm going to see you. Listen. When I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yam Suf, I didn't have to go to Mikveh. I didn't prepare myself. He says, no, listen. Now when you see me, I'm going to kiss you. And since I'm going to kiss you, that's the preparation. That's what told Moshe Rabbeinu. Look, Moshe, go tell them for 2 days preparation. Preparation of to be purified. Moshe said, listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Moshe came down, says the Torah. Moshe added another extra day. Moshe said 3 days. He says, Moshe, what is it all about? Listen, I know it's the whole plan. He says, you want to see Hashem. You want to hear Him. Okay, let me tell you something. You hear Hashem means a kiss. A kiss from Hashem, preparation of 3 days. 2 days is not enough. Actually, says the Gemara, and Moshe said it, and Moshe heard from Hashem, Moshe said, says the Gemara, I'm not going back home. I'm not going back home. How can I go home if Hashem might give me a kiss every moment? If that's the outcome, if that's the goal, to get a kiss from Hashem, says the Gemara, Moshe did 3 things midato, and Hashem accepted it, Hashem agreed with him. The first thing the Gemara says, Moshe said 3 days, and happened to be that Hashem did not come after the second day. He says, Hashem said to Moshe 2 days. And Moshe added another day. Can you imagine the tragedy? Hashem would arrive, nobody would be there. He says, no. So the Gemara says, Hashem agreed with Moshe. He says, why? Because Moshe said, if you want to get a kiss from Hashem, Shavuot is a kiss. He says, Hashem kissed you. Yishakem yishikot piyum. Hashem, we're ready to get another kiss. Says the Gemara, because we said, now, seven Ishma, let's turn Hashem to make this decision that He's not going to just reveal Himself, He's not going to just going to talk to us, He's going to kiss us. Moshe said, if that's the case, myself, I'm not going home anymore. Parash Mina Isha says, Moshe David went back home. I says, I have to be ready all the time for kids. Actually, the Gemara says, you should know that Miriam, Aaron, and Moshe, they died with a kiss. Usually a person, Chas Shalom Leinu Alechem, time to come, Malach HaMavet comes. An angel comes and he pulls his neshama out. This is the Gemara, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Miriam, Aaron, and Moshe died with a kiss. It means when Hashem kisses somebody, the person dies. And that's exactly what happened on Har Sinai. It's true, we asked to see Hashem. It's true, we asked to hear Hashem. Hashem said, oh, you want to hear me? Let me tell you what hear me means. Hear me means that the word that I'm going to say to you, can kiss you. That's why they all died. Like Moshe Rabin died with a kiss. Like me, I'm an Aaron, I'm talking about a kiss. They died. But the truth of the matter is, Hashem says it about Moshe. When Miriam and Aaron chatted about Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, how come he doesn't go home? He doesn't go home. Hashem answers them. You know who Moshe is? Pe el pe adaber bo b'marev el v'chidot. Hashem said, I speak to Moshe mouth to mouth. You don't speak to somebody mouth to mouth. It's not true. You speak mouth to ear. It's a slang. People say, I'm going to speak to you face to face, mouth to mouth. Face to face is better, okay? Panir panim, okay? But Hashem says, I speak to Moshe mouth to mouth. What does that mean, mouth to mouth? Because when Hashem spoke to Moshe all the time, his words kissed Moshe's mouth. That's what Hashem told Miriam and Moshe. Why are you talking about Moshe? So why are you talking about him? How come he doesn't go home? Basically, you don't understand why he doesn't go home? Because on Har Sinai, he added one day extra. Because I decided to give a kiss to everybody. And since then, Moshe never went home. Moshe said, if to get a kiss, you got to be very pure all the time. Have to be mikveh. He says, I'm not going to back home. I'm not going to see my wife anymore. The Gemara says, Hashem agreed with Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, come to Chachamim and say, look, that's how it goes. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to come on Har Sinai. Moshe came downstairs, told them, Hashem is coming. Am Yisrael said, we would like to hear and see him. Hashem said, if they want to hear and see me, let them prepare themselves for 2 days. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu said, 3 days. He says, what happened? Hashem came down, and Hashem revealed himself, his love to us with a fire, and then Hashem spoke, and then we died with a kiss. Excuse me, why did he die with a kiss? How come Moshe Rabbeinu did not die with a kiss? Moshe Rabbeinu, for the next 38 years, whenever Hashem spoke to him, was the time Hashem didn't speak to him. But whenever Hashem spoke to him, he was still alive. Hashem tells Miriam and Aaron, I speak to Moshe all the time, mouth to mouth. It means I kiss Moshe all the time. You kiss Moshe all the time. How come he's not dead? But the last day of his life, he'll die with a kiss. Right? Aaron will die with a kiss. Miriam will die with a kiss. I would say Yaakov died with a kiss. So kiss doesn't mean death. So why they died? Come to Gemara and says, I'll tell you what. They really got a kiss on the mouth. As well says, a kiss means only on the mouth. It's called a connection. Says the Zohar, look, Am Israel came to Har Sinai. Love each other, everything, okay. But Moshe came down and said, Hashem is going to tell you some things. And eventually, first he said, Naseh v'nishma, says the Gemara, in the mouth, the Naseh v'nishma. But in the heart. Ulibam michas v'lo, says David HaMelech in Tehillim, chapter 78. Vayfatu b'fihim, in our mouth, we tempted Hashem and said, yeah, Naseh v'nishma. In our heart, no. We didn't accept 100%. Therefore, the kiss killed us. Moshe Rabbeinu is inside and outside. So the Gemara says, a person should, inside and outside, should be all the time the same. The same. Tocho kevaro. Don't say one word in your mouth, and in your heart you think different. As Am Yisrael, says the Gemara, said, Naseh v'nishma, yes. In the heart, they weren't sure they're going to do it. So Hashem said, okay, I'm going to reveal myself to you. Okay, ready. Yeah, ready. I'm going to kiss you. That kiss was a death kiss. Because your heart is not devoted to Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu all his life got kisses from Hashem. I said, he didn't ever die. the day that came that he has to die, Hashem kissed him like he kissed Aaron and Miriam. But he didn't kiss Aaron and Miriam all the time. He kissed Moshe all the time. Because Moshe's heart, says the Gemara, that Moshe Moshe's upper part of his body was Elohim. Hashem barach Moshe Isha Elohim. His heart and his mouth and his organs were devoted to Hashem. So then he got a kiss, he's still alive. You died. Let's the Gemara says, look what happened. After they got the kiss, they died. And then comes the Torah and says to Hashem, Hashem, who is going to study Torah? Who is going to study Torah? He says, what do you mean who's going to study? No. Hashem, you love them, right? So the Gemara says, the Torah is like fire. The Torah is like water. Look what happened on Mount Sinai. It was fire and it was raining. This is why. This is the story. You know why? Because it says, Maim Rabin lo yochlu lechabot et ahava. Unarot yishtafu. At the end of Shir HaShirim, this is the love. The whole Shir HaShirim is love. How much we love Hashem, how much Hashem loves us. It says, the love is like fire. And then Shlomo concludes, so much water can be poured on the fire, the fire is on. Likewise, the Gemara says in Betamigdash. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, one of the miracles in Bet HaMikdash is that the altar was outside. It says, fire was always on. And it's a mitzvah. The Gemara says, every morning and every afternoon, the Kohanim used to come and put wood on the altar. Special mitzvah. Fire all the time. It says, listen, we don't need fire right now. What do you put wood for? The Gemara says, when they travel in the desert, the fire was on. He used to take a piece of copper and with a little hose to have some oxygen, and he used to cover it. And while they were traveling with the water, Mizbeach Achiton, the fire was always on. I said, what do you need this fire for? Because fire is resembled the love of Hashem to you. And therefore, the Gemara says, you cannot. You have to know this. It says, you have to make sure the fire is on 24/365. On Shabbat, you have to bring the wood on the altar. Fire has to be on. He says, what is it? Because fire resembles the love of Hashem. So Shlomo, the love is so strong. Esh alevet ka. He says, what is this? Maim rabim, even water. He says, look what Hashem did. I said, while I was staying on Mount Sinai, they said, a big fire. I said, what's the fire for? What I said, the fire means a lot. She said, I want to show you something. Look, I'm going to pour now rain, hard rain. And I think the fire stands firm, like in Betamikdash. The wind did not blow the fire. I says, the smoke of the Ketoret was straight up. I says, to tell you that Hashem loves you, ultimately, completely, forever, nothing will move. Let's call Habat Hashem. Hashem expects us to love Him as much. It's Mizrach Hashem Elokecha. How much you have to love Hashem? You have to have Hashem like fire. Esh alim tefah. You have to have inside you fire. I love Hashem. I really love Him. I love Him on fire. This is because it's the mirror effect. The way we show Him how much we love Him, so that He continues to love us. And that's what happened on Sinai. That's what the scenery. And that's also very similar. The Torah describes the first meeting between Moshe and Hashem. This is Moshe went in the desert, we got to Har Sinai, and he saw on Har Sinai a bush burning. It's a shame not Obama burning. Bush was burning. And Moshe stood up, stood next to it, and looking inside. So where are you looking at? So Metam in Uziel, you know what he looked at? Of course. First, the bush is not burning, but he saw that the leaves of the bush are wet. It was like raining and fire. Like on Har Sinai, it was a fire and Hashem brought rain. The first scenery that Moshe met HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very similar. It was fire inside the bush and it was water inside the bush. So called, the water don't put down the fire. That's what Shlomo said. The love of Hashem is so great that even so much water you pour on the fire, fire is going to burn. And that what Hashem did. Hashem showed us that scenery to tell us how much He loves us. So this was the Ten Commandments. Is not Ten Commandments. It's the kiss of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chachamim tell us, look. Look at the outcome of it. So after the whole scenery was finished, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell everybody they can go home. Hashem told Moshe, Vata po amodi madi. You still stand right here next to me. Says the Gemara, Hashem agreed with Moshe because Moshe said, I'm not going home. The reward for this, says the Gemara, Hashem handed to Moshe Rabbeinu two things right there. First, the Gemara says He gave him the blueprint of Beit HaMikdash. He told Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the blueprint of Beit HaMikdash. Says the Gemara that Moshe gave it to Yoshua, and Yoshua is Kenim, Skinim, and Nevi'im, and Shmuel and Navi had it. Moshe, Hashem gave it to him. Moshe kept it in his pocket. And then Shmuel and Navi, one day, sat down with David HaMelech and gave him the blueprint. And David gave it to Shlomo. Shlomo Beit HaMikdash says, why Beit HaMikdash was so small? And what is it all about? The wall here, what is? And then Shlomo engraved on the walls pictures of animals. He says, this was on the blueprint that Moshe got because Moshe added a day to Am Yisrael's preparation to get a kiss. And then Moshe decided, if the whole thing is about a kiss that he did not know till now, maybe he knew but he didn't believe it or he didn't see it, he said, that's it, I'm not going home. I'm staying here because I want to get a kiss. That's why Hashem always kissed him. That's why Hashem told Miriam and Aaron, what do you want from this guy? I kiss him all the time. So therefore, he has to go to mikvah all the time. Therefore, he has to be pure all the time. So the first thing that Hashem granted Moshe was Beit HaMikdash. So if somebody got to Beit HaMikdash, Beit HaMikdash, Beit HaMikdash. He said, listen, Beit HaMikdash, you have engineers, and this, and I don't understand. Beit HaMikdash has a blueprint, has exactly the measurement, what to do, how to do everything, how to put everything. He said, what is this? He said, Bizuchut, that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to see Him. Hashem said, okay, for seeing me, you have to prepare yourself to be pure. You have to go to mikveh. I said, so what is this going to be? It's going to be a kiss. Moshe said, it's a kiss. The whole thing is a kiss. I'm not going home either. I'm not going home either. So Hashem said, you got it. Here is the Beit HaMikdash. So the whole Beit HaMikdash is based on that kiss, based on Chag HaShavuot. Second thing, the Gemara says, Yerushalmi, at the same moment Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu Megillat Esther. Says the Gemara, Purim will stay forever, Megillat Esther will stay forever, Mashiach will come, all the holidays besides Yom Kippur might be cancelled, will be cancelled, all the books of the Tanakh will be cancelled besides Megillat Esther, besides the Chumash. And it says, what is the power? The power is the kiss. So Hashem gave Moshe two things. He gave him the Ribbon of Beit HaMikdash and Megillat Esther. Moshe Megillat Esther in his pocket. And he gave it to Yoshua, and Mordechai had it in his pocket. But it depends if Am Yisrael would do Teshuvah. Would do Teshuvah. Mordechai put it out of his pocket and said, here, look, everything meant to be this way. I shouldn't wait for you to do Teshuvah. This is the whole thing that we were saved from Haman. And we have this holiday Purim. What is based? On the kiss. But Chachamim said, this is Chag HaShavuot. That's why we stay up at night. Chachamim says, stay up at night. Because what is this? Because the Torah asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to revive us. Because we were dead. Because we got a kiss. And we got a kiss because our heart was not devoted to Hashem. Came the Torah to Hashem and said, listen, somebody, who's going to learn Torah? Who needs to learn Torah? The one, while you're learning Torah, you show the love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem revived us because of the Torah. So because of the Torah, we remember the kiss. And Chachamim said, that's the Shavuot is Yom HaDin. Hashem just says, what is Chag HaShavuot? What is it? And Joseph, you're ready to get a kiss. Are you ready to get a kiss from Hashem? And he said, Hashem will come, Hashem is going to give you a kiss. You ready for a kiss? You don't happen. Last time you got a kiss, you died. Why? Because your mouth and the heart weren't on the same page. In your mouth, you said yes, and your heart, you didn't say that. Hashem kissed you, you died. So the Torah revived you. I says, now comes Chag HaShavuot. Hashem says, Hashem judges you. Hashem wants to see, listen, you ready for a kiss? Says the Zohar, says the Gemara, you should know Hashem the words that he said on Mount Sinai, Kol Gadol Velo Yasaf, the Torah says, one version, that thing is still on. Hashem is still saying the Ten Commandments all the time. What does Hashem say the Ten Commandments? It means Hashem wants to give you a kiss all the time. Come Chag HaShavuot, it's not the holiday of the cheesecake. It's the holiday of the kiss. That the person has to be ready for a kiss. Says this, well, look, if you're ready for this, then Hashem take you out of exile. It is much higher than Pesach. Pesach Hashem saved us from tragedy. But here, Hashem chose us. What do you mean Hashem didn't have to choose you? You said that's Evan Ishmael. Yeah, it's true. But Hashem gave me a kiss. Hashem, you chose us. I said, how did Hashem choose you? Because Hashem gave you a kiss. I said, it's true. Hashem offered the Torah to other goyim. It's true. But Hashem would never reveal himself and spoke to them. Let's say the other goyim would say, okay, we take the Torah. I said, okay, here's the Torah. FedEx, send him the Torah, email him the Torah. But we said we want to see Hashem, we want to hear Hashem. Then Hashem said, okay, preparation. Okay, Moshe said, okay, you're going to get a kiss. I said, that's Shabbat Habanu. Hashem chose you to give you a kiss. You got a kiss from Hashem. So Chachamim said, it's the biggest thing in the world. That actually, the Gemara says, after Aaron died, Moshe realized that Aaron died with a kiss. So Moshe had a design inside himself, I want to die with a kiss. And because that's the biggest thing in the world. That Hashem kisses you. So even though Hashem kissed Moshe all the time, I said, but I want to die with a kiss too. Because that's the goal in life, the Gemara says. The Har Shalom, an angel comes and takes the neshama, the Gemara says, the person feels horrible. Without neshama, death with a kiss. This is what Hashem really so-called planted in Shemaim for Am Yisrael. I said, if you behave, you're not going to die at all. And then after this, they come to Moshe. Say, Moshe, what happened? Moshe, what happened? We're afraid we're going to die. Moshe said, nah, don't worry about it. Hashem wants you to have fear. Says the Gemara, your biggest mistake became to Moshe. Because Hashem wanted to keep kissing us. And he told Moshe, we don't want to die. You wouldn't have died. You just have to have your heart devoted to Hashem. Me, ten, Hashem said, I hope. Hashem said to Moshe, I hope in the heart they can have fear on me. What do you mean by Hashem is to say that? He says, because we didn't have it in our heart. That's why we died with the kiss. Hashem said to Moshe, if they would have it in the heart, they would never have died. So this is the job on Shavuot, is to prepare ourselves. We have to go to Mikveh, we have to prepare ourselves. We have to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much we love Him. This is the mirror effect. Then Chachamim say that what Hashem revealed Himself. And that's what happened in time of Mother Bet Yosef. They were in the shul. But Knesset on Shavuot, they heard somebody talking to them. He says, very nice, you came today. Very nice, I'm very happy, very happy. It's a shame not so many people. But they stayed up the second night of Shavuot. Was in Chutz Laretz. And then Hashem came again, and Hashem spoke again. He says, that is the same voice the Gemara says. They say the Ten Commandments. It's not the Ten Commandments. It's the words of Hashem that you have to hear. But when you hear it, it doesn't mean you hear it. It means Hashem kisses you. So when you hear the Hashem, that's like the Gemara says, when the Navi says, Shmuel and Navi, and Am Yisrael asked for a king, Shmuel said, Rosh Shavuot. Navi said, Rosh Shavuot. Shmuel said, you want to know something? Hashem is going to bring you rain today. He says, where do you get it from? Why a rain? Because on Shavuot was raining. Why? To show even rain that comes doesn't put down the fire. That's how much Hashem loves you. Shmuel said, see, Hashem loves you. Hashem Malkechem. Hashem is your king. Why are you asking for a king? Why are you asking for a king? Hashem loves you. Hashem is your king. Hashem saves you. I says, that is the goal in our life. To believe 100% that Hashem loves you. Loves us. The Gemara says, the Meraglim, but they came back and they said, Eretz is not good for me. Not good for me. It's not good for us. He says, you know why? They said, Hashem hates you. Hashem hates us. B'sinat Hashem, otanu, otzani, Hashem hates you. And Moshe said to them, they don't understand. Hashem loves you. You hate him. I hate him? Of course you hate him. Because in your heart, you didn't say Natzav Nishma. If you would love Hashem the way he loves you, your heart will be devoted to Hashem as well as your mouth. So in your mouth, you got a kiss. But your heart was not together with your mouth on the same page. That's why you died. So they said, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, Hashem hates you. Hashem doesn't hate you. Hashem loves you. Look at the fire. Look at the way it was raining. He says, the whole thing was, Hashem wants to show you how much he loves you. And Shavuot is the day that Hashem wants to reveal his love, to show his love to us. We have to prepare ourselves to be ready for that.